Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning, April the 2nd. And I've always wanted an excuse to play this. And that's from the CD, More Beethoven, Greatest Hits. We will talk about classical music during this hour, and not just classical music, but all of the music that you hear on our NPR News and Classical Music Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is the first Monday of the month, and that is the day that we set aside for Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo, to make his monthly visit to hear from you and to share news with you about Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Joy.
And we also have with us a special guest. For the past couple of months, we have been focusing in on a specific department or service or aspect of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Last month, we talked about technical issues and new technology. The month before that, we focused in on our talk service. This hour, we will focus in on our music service with our special guest with Phil this hour, music director Vicki Nunn. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Our number, if you have questions or comments about the music you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, or maybe the music you don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, or anything having to do with our NPR News and Classical Music Network stations, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Your questions, compliments, complaints, feedback are welcome as we talk with Phil and Vicki. And let me get this out of the way right away, Phil and Vicki. Right now on the NPR News and Classical Music Service, some people, Phil, are listening to NPR's Morning Edition. About, I think, was it 9 months ago, last July, they were listening to classical music until the program schedule changes. We still hear from people from time to time asking, why did you do this, and will you reconsider this change? What's the latest on that?
Well, you know, the sad fact is that actually Wisconsin Public Radio has three formats and two networks. We have the Ideas Network, which is primarily talk interview programming like your show, Joy, and call in. And we have classical music, and we have NPR News type programming. And the latter two are shared on the what we call the NPR News and Classical Network. So that balance between classical music and news programming has and will continue to be controversial because you have limited time and you have two different formats. The change in the morning to go from 8:07 or whatever it was to 9 o'clock or 8:58 or whatever it is was one that I think was overdue. 95% of the public radio stations in the system do carry Morning Edition till 9 o'clock or later. So, and frankly, the if you look outside your door at 8:30 in the morning, morning drive is still going on. There are a lot of people commuting at that time. So we felt that that was a worthwhile decision. In the evening, it's a little bit trickier. And I should say that, you know, the program decisions, and we had a comprehensive program review last year for the first time in many, many years, remain to be seen. Nothing is written in stone. We have to take some time to see how the changes affect the audience, how if the audience is greater or lesser than before the changes. And we take a lot of input from things like this program and our listener comments that come in during the course of the year, and the audience rating figures that we get. And we will continue to reevaluate the program service.
Vicki, I would not make it as a classical music host. I didn't identify the piece that I just played at the beginning of the program. We actually had a caller call in to say, what was that piece you played? So why don't you... That was from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and I did it because I know that the last movement of that symphony is called Ode to Joy,
uh-huh.
And that's why I played that.
That's right. That was just for people's curiosity. That was the Cleveland Orchestra, George Sell, conducting.
Yeah, what is your mission, Vicky. Are you there to, you're there to educate people about Wisconsin or about classical music on the NPR News and Classical Music Network?
Well, to some extent. I mean, we are a service of the University of Wisconsin Extension, and that's part of the mission. We hope that we introduce people to music that they love and music that they maybe don't know but is worthwhile hearing. We're there because we love music, the hosts, and we want to share that with our listeners. And we hear that works.
Yeah, so now we have Jim Fleming on. And why don't you give us an idea of the weekday schedule on the NPR News and Classical Music Network and whether there's any differences if we tune in at certain parts of the day?
Oh, well, Jim Fleming starts right after Morning Edition, and he actually leads in with the Writer's Almanac. Garrison Keillor has a little five-minute segment where he talks about authors and so forth who were born on that particular day. He reads a poem, and Jim starts the music then. And he's on until 11, and Jim will play music that kind of fits that morning time when you're kind of settling into work or getting your day started. Norman comes in. Norman Gilliland is our host from 11 to 1. I join him at noon for the midday. And we banter back and forth that hour, and we have a quiz question at 12:30. Sometimes we have guests. Like last Friday, we invited in a quartet, a string quartet from San Francisco, and it was great fun. They played tangos and really lively music in our little studio over there. And so sometimes people get to know musicians who are traveling around the country, professional musicians, and it's very interesting to hear about their lives and their background.
Yeah, and do you, as a music director, Vicky, tell everybody who's a host what to play?
Oh, no. Well, I do oversee it in the end, but people, for the most part, choose their own music. For when they're on the air, they have the best connection to the music, and we feel that that's important, that the individual voice comes out. Our music librarian, Dennis Ryan, does help with a lot of our programming. He's a superb programmer, and if you have heard hours that he's programmed, I think you've probably enjoyed yourself. And just to finish out our schedule for the day, I'm on then from until 2 o'clock, and then Laurie Skelton comes in and leads into All Things Considered.
Yeah, I'm sorry I cut that short. Then also there's some syndicated music programming in the evenings.
Right. Well, with our program changes in July, there was this program that I'd heard a lot about, and I'd listened to several sample hours and was quite impressed with Bill McLaughlin and the way he handled the series. It's called Exploring Music, and actually we've had quite a bit of feedback. They have a website, and people go directly there and send comments. And so the producers of the program have been sending me those comments. And people have, you know, taken up various things. Some really enjoyed the Mozart hour he had, and some really enjoyed the Mahler series. There are lots of positive comments about that program. And so I think that it served our station well. People are hungry for a little bit more information about the music that we play, and that's a great focus, I think, that hour, but before we get to classical music overnight with Peter Vandegraaff.
And there's certainly more classical music on the weekends, but also some other forms of music as well, and we'll talk about all of them. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890 if you want to talk about our music service on Wisconsin Public Radio, or if you have a question or have some feedback. We'll continue our conversation with Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo, and our music director, Vicky Nunn. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's the first Monday of the month, which means it's time for Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo, to step in to answer your questions and to take your feedback and to share with you news about Wisconsin Public Radio. And as we have for the past few months during this first Monday of the month program, we've welcomed in a special guest to focus in on one area of Wisconsin Public Radio's programming. Today, that is the music music programming that you hear mainly on our NPR News and Classical Music Network stations. Vicki Nunn, Wisconsin Public Radio's music director, joins us to answer your questions as well. Milton in West Allis is our first caller. Hi, Milton. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have two comments and two questions. I'll keep them
Milton, we can barely hear you. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Okay. I have two comments and two questions.
Okay.
I'd like to say them all before you folks say anything. I'll keep it short. The first one to Ms. Nunn is, please resist the national trend towards dumbing down to increase listenership, as Jack Mitchell did with the other half of the network. Two, I would like to hear more historical recordings rather than just new ones. I mean, after all, once you've heard Leopold Stokowski conducting the L.A. Philharmonic, doing Holst's The Planets, I just can't listen to anybody else's version. They just sound bad. So there's some great historical recordings out there. The third and fourth are going to be questions now. There's no real schedule or playlist anymore in advance because of the Digital Millennium Act. Why doesn't Wisconsin Public Radio and National Public Radio have a First Amendment challenge to this going? You know, this is just insane that the music industry can say, you can't tell people what you are going to play the next day. And fourthly, I hope that you will develop a show aimed at children. We unfortunately have to get back to Jack Mitchell here, who led the charge to kill children's programming, because as Scott Simon so famously told us in the 90s, children don't write checks. Mm-hmm. I really think our children are worth more than that, and I think our children are worth at least a half hour a week, maybe.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Milton. There's lots to consider here, but Phil Corvo, first, I don't know, maybe you need to defend former director Jack Mitchell. Did he kill off programming aimed to children? I don't get that.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, we still, and Vicki can address this, have programming that is aimed at young people. We have, in fact, just yesterday there was a Neil Silva competition, and maybe Vicki can talk a little bit about that. I did want to take up Milton's comment about having a playlist in advance and the music industry's prohibition against doing that. I totally agree. I think it's really detrimental to the broadcast industry that we cannot publish those in advance. I mean, we used to do it by paper when we sent out program guides, and not being able to do it on the internet, which is now many people's sort of program of record, is terrible. NPR is working on that situation, and we support them in every way we can. And I think that there might be some movement in that area to be able to allow us to publish a playlist in advance, because a lot of people want to know what's coming up. They want to know when to tune in and when to listen. I think the music industry is concerned about people recording it, knowing when to tune in and record it, but that's sort of a fact of life anyway. These days, people do record things for personal use. So that's something that that we are working on, and thank you for bringing that to the forefront. Vicki, do you want to talk about some of the programming?
The children's aspect I'll address first, because we don't have a children's series per se, but we do have a lot of special events that really draw in our younger listeners, we think. The Neil Silva Young Artist Competition has been going on for, I don't know, 12 to 15 years. I can't remember the exact date it started, but a university professor endowed a competition so that young performers could compete and then play a concert on Wisconsin Public Radio. And they were just chosen yesterday, this year's winners. And they'll perform at the Chazen during our Sunday afternoon live from the Chazen series, April 22nd. And those are always outstanding performers. And so that's one way we lift up our young people. Another is our WSMA concert, the Wisconsin School Music Association concerts, the honors concerts that are recorded at the teachers' conventions in October. We play those on Thanksgiving Day. And that's been a tradition for many, many years. We have four kids-only request programs throughout the year on our Classics by Request, our Saturday morning programs. And those are wonderful to see what kinds of music our young listeners request. They're quite advanced in their musical tastes. And so that's another way that we serve our young listeners, too.
Oh, great. And what about, wasn't there a concert that was broadcast on Wisconsin Public mm-hmm. Radio and Wisconsin Public Television from the overture that involved young people?
Yes, it was. Well, the Madison Symphony Orchestra had a young soloists competition, and radio collaborated with Wisconsin Public Television and with the Madison Symphony Orchestra, and we broadcast that concert from Overture Center live on a Wednesday night, and it was fabulous. Lori Skelton and Kathy Beeson hosted that event at Overture, and it was really a wonderful thing to see what a young performer can do.
Yeah, what about his request for more historical recordings and his plea that you not dumb down the music programming?
Well, we really don't feel like we are dumbing down our music programming. We really do our best to put the great classics in our schedule and also try to find new things that are worth hearing. I also think that the Exploring Music series has done a lot to enhance our music education aspect and to also keep our music programming on a high level.
And part of our mission is to expose the music to new listeners as well as people who are very familiar with the mm-hmm. the work. So we always have to strike that balance of broadcasting the familiar with the new. And I did want to make one last comment too on the about Milton's comment about we don't program for children because they don't write checks. That's I take issue with that. That's really not true. The reason we don't have a lot of programming for children is that it's a fact that young people listen to commercial radio, and if we have a half an hour a week or an hour a week of a program dedicated to children, it's very difficult for people to change their listening habits and tune to an unfamiliar station for an hour a week or an hour and a half a week. So we try to intersperse music that might be of interest to younger people throughout the week as part of our regular offerings. But it's not because they don't write the checks.
Thank you, Milton, for the call. I'm sorry, Vicki, you had something more?
Well, I think that it's up to the parents to also bring the children along and share their love for classical music with their children.
Yeah. Let me share with you this note or comment that we got from a listener in the past month. Thank you for a terrific new classical digital music station. I love the 24/7 availability. So somebody is listening to our HD radio, Phil Corvo. Give us an update on that.
Well, I was thrilled to see that comment that somebody actually found it already, and we haven't really begun to promote it. We talked about this last month, and what we're doing, and this partly addresses the fact that we did reduce some of the classical music during this past year. One of the things that we're trying to do is to, or one of the things that we are doing is setting up a 24-hour classical music service on the digital channel. Right now, the stations in, among others, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Milwaukee are transmitting in digital. And digital radio has the capability to provide what's called an HD2 channel, a second audio channel, if you have a digital radio that you can listen to. And we've started programming a 24-hour-a-day classical music service there. It's a combination of a service that we purchase from Colorado and what we do locally here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that you can hear that if you purchase a digital radio. We're going to, now that it's becoming, we've worked out some of the technical bugs, we'll start promoting it, and we think that in the next few years, digital radio, as the prices come down, right now they average around $150, $200. As the prices come down, more and more people will have them, and they'll have the ability, particularly in Milwaukee, where we don't have the NPR News and Classical Service, to hear a really fine classical service that we provide.
We will take another caller. Jesus in Walworth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Well, I had a suggestion. It'll be nice to get home in the evening and wind down listening to some music, especially something that expresses more of a, gets more of a human expression out, like some lead. There's a lot of good singers that will be nice to listen to in the evening, like music from Schubert or Schumann, Mozart. And how about some interviews with some international singers, like Rolando Villazón or Dolores Sayek or Francesco Araiza? And I think a lot of the persons will listen to this. By myself, I used to work in the school district here, and we took to the Opera House 64 of our Latino students, and they really loved that. So maybe this will be another thing that you guys could do for us in the evening, and then we'll rely on the good taste of the fellows there deciding what type of music we will listen to. But in the evening, it would be great to listen or wind down to some lead by Schubert or some singing, because too much classical music, just instrumental, it kind of doesn't get us going. But that's all I have to say.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jesus. We also had a comment in our listener logs over the past month, somebody else with a similar comment saying wanting to hear more classical vocal music programming. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that's what Jesus wanted mm-hmm. to do. What do we do along those lines, Vicki?
Well, we do try to program throughout our schedule vocal music, choral music. It is important that we maintain a balance of types. We try to spread the music eras, and we try to go from pre-Baroque to modern times. We include piano solo. We include symphonies. I know that you're an opera lover, Jesus, and it's clear that you have a passion for that, and lots of people do. And we'll keep that in mind. I don't know if we can promise to devote an entire program to that. I noticed that the Metropolitan Opera is doing a wonderful job of interviewing the singers backstage and in little cameo spots. That's a great place to get some of that information.
Speaking of the opera, lots of comments mm-hmm. this past month, like this one. As you are well aware, today's broadcast of Die Meistersinger was cut off before the final chorus ended and switched to Garrison Keillor. You have never cut off the end of a broadcast before. Don't you understand the concept of live from the Met? And it went on. Very upset that the last few minutes of that opera cut off to start Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion. Why did we do that, Phil?
Well, that was, I think, one of the worst on-air mistakes that we've made in a long time. But I will defend it a little bit. The Metropolitan Opera gives us a rundown every week of the program with timings and everything, and the timings that we got, it was scheduled to end 3 minutes before mm-hmm. 5 o'clock, and they're usually correct within a minute. So we thought we were pretty safe. Wisconsin Public Radio consists of 29 radio stations around the state, and in order to operate such a complex network, we have some automated switching programs that switch some of the stations from one network to the other and from one program to the other. And it was programmed to switch to Prairie Home Companion at 5 o'clock on both networks. When it became apparent that this was going to run over, we We only had 3 minutes to react. We did have staff here, but it would have required a change in the computer program to change the switch, and we were unable to do that. That's really regrettable. We hated it as much as our listeners did. I think maybe more in some cases.
We were horrified.
We were horrified. But it's not something we did on purpose, I can assure you. And I think it's just one of the prices you pay to operate a network like we do. Instead of having 29 operators on duty at all the stations, we have to have some computer switching of some of the stations, and we were unable to adapt in the 3 minutes that we had.
Yeah.
Vicki, do you have anything to add?
That's what happened. And most of the time, you don't even notice those switches, and it makes the network run smoothly. But we are so apologetic about that. It's certainly not a decision that we would have made had we had the choice.
Yeah. It's Saturday afternoons. The opera Live from the Met is typically on from, what, around noon until
4:30 until, just before 4. Sometimes they're shorter. Sometimes they're a bit longer and run into weekend, all things considered. But this was the longest one. It started at 11 in the morning. And so it was a six-hour opera, 6 hours plus, and a long, wonderful opera from Wagner. But unfortunately, we didn't hear the last of it.
Last couple of minutes, yeah. Well, we will take one more call before a break. Al in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I wanted to talk about dumbing down on audience share, but first I'll make a comment. You're not the only ones who messed up something on the air. My VCR gets a signal from public television. They did not get the change in daylight saving time. It kept setting daylight saving time back to standard time, so don't feel bad about it. As for dumbing down and audience share, I want to make the remark that I wouldn't accuse radio of dumbing down, but public television certainly has, and it's at a point where I watch very little of it. But as my main comment is audience share, your mission is not to compete with private enterprise for audience share. Your mission is to provide to us things that commercial radio does not provide. And when you go to the legislature or wherever you go for your funding, don't brag about audience share. You're not supposed to be out there getting audience share. You're not supposed to be using taxpayer money to compete with tax-paying businesses. What we look to you for is to give us things that we can't get on commercial television, and tell the legislatures that's what you're there for. They shouldn't measure you by audience share. They should just provide us with services that we can't get anywhere else. Thank you.
I think that's very well said, Al, and our mission really is to provide quality programming that you can't get anywhere else. And we don't compete with commercial radio. However, we do want to make sure that the programming that we purchase and produce, which does cost money, is reaching people. So that's the only reason that we measure audiences, so that we can measure the success of the public service that we do provide. But we never lose sight. We try never to lose sight, and thank you for reminding us that our mission is public service. It's not to compete. It's to provide quality programming that you can't get anywhere else. And that's what we continue to do, and try to provide it to as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm. Anything to add, Vicki?
I would just go along with that. I think Phil has addressed it.
Our guests this hour, Phil Corvo, Wisconsin Public Radio's director, and Vicki Nunn, Wisconsin Public Radio's music director. We're talking about the music service of Wisconsin Public Radio, the music that you hear for the most part on the NPR News and Classical Music Service of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we welcome your feedback, your questions, your compliments, concerns. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up, Kathleen Dunn is with you after 9 o'clock. New York Times columnist Frank Rich will join Kathleen coming up after 9 to talk about current politics, including the latest with Iran and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, and more coming up after 9 o'clock. We're talking about the music you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, or maybe the music you don't hear. We welcome your questions and feedback for both of our guests, Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo, and Wisconsin Public Radio's music director, Vicki Nunn. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Vicki, I say that most of the music is heard on the NPR News and Classical Music Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, but we also have at least one program that's heard on both the Ideas Network and the NPR Classical Service, that being Simply Folks. So there's a good corner of Sunday afternoons and evenings devoted to folk music on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Right. Tom Martin Erickson hosts those 3 hours from 5 until 8 on Sunday nights, and he has quite a wonderful following. And taking over from Judy Rose, who actually Tom began the program some 25-plus years ago, and so Tom is back in that host role. So we have Simply Folk on Sundays. We lead into the weekend with some jazz on our Friday nights. We have Riverwalk live from the Landing with mm-hmm. Jim Cullum Band. Bob Parlocha hosts 4 hours of classical music after that from 9 until 1 a.m. And then we have a new program as of September on Saturday nights with Jonathan Overby, Higher Ground. And I know Phil has spent a couple of evenings there as well, and we've heard some nice comments about
that. Yeah, what is that? That's a lot of world music or a polka?
Yeah, we've had a lot of good comments about that. It's a program of it's a mix of music with Afro-Caribbean roots. So it's a very eclectic mix of gospel and blues and reggae and just a lot of different styles of music that Jonathan is very knowledgeable about and blends together, I think, in a way that is unique in the public radio system. I've never heard anything like it. And it's a 3-hour program that begins at 7 o'clock on Saturday nights, and it's starting to get a pretty good following.
And that is on the NPR News and Classical Music Network and WHAD and Ideas Network station in Milwaukee.
Correct. Yeah. That's the one time of the week that we actually break the network apart.
Yeah. There was a comment from a listener in the past month saying the lovely Celtic music on Simply Folk from this past week reminds me that I miss Thistle and Shamrock. Any plans to bring it back, Phil?
Well, you know, radio programmers, we're not supposed to let our personal interests enter into program decisions, but I have to say that that's one of my personal favorite programs. We did discontinue after the program changes. We've had a lot of comments on that one, probably more so than any other for that hour. And we're looking at it. That's one instance of something where the strong audience reaction on it. I think we'll take a look at to see what the audience numbers say too. But that's one that we're reconsidering.
Let's take some more calls. Gary in Ripon is with us now. Hi, Gary.
Hello. On the whole, I think you guys do a pretty good job. Two things I had, though. I really like the Riverwalk jazz program, but I would really like it even more on Saturday night. And the other thing is I miss the show called Pipe Dreams.
Mm-hmm. Vicki?
Pipe Dreams, as we were rejuggling the weekend, we had this theory, and we think it bears it out, that most people like to have a weekend that begins on Friday night with jazz, or a lot of people do. And as we reviewed the programs, we didn't see a lot of audience numbers for Pipe Dreams. We were surprised, actually, by the reaction when it was removed. And so I think that that's another one that we'd be looking at, like Thistle and Shamrock.
Mm-hmm. And Pipe Dreams is organ music.
It is, yeah. Yes. It's a 90-minute program, which makes it a little bit difficult to fit into a schedule that has mostly hour-long programs. But it does have a good following around the country. Michael Barone is quite a wonderful host, an organist himself. But Pipe Dreams has, since its beginning, bounced from broadcast time to broadcast. One time it was on Sunday night, and I think it's had a couple of other times. But we did hear from people about that program.
What about Riverwalk? That Gary wants that on Saturday night. When do we have it on now?
It's on Friday night at 8 o'clock, and I believe it was on Saturday night.
Right, it was, and then we used to have jazz on Saturday and Sunday evenings. Mm-hmm. We switched it to Friday and Saturday evenings to sort of better reflect people's lifestyles, and that was one of the reasons Riverwalk was changed and Pipe Dreams was dropped, but... Riverwalk, again, for a one-hour program, does have a pretty strong following, and we have good indications that a lot of people have followed it to Friday nights where it's broadcast at 8 p.m.
Thanks, Gary, for the call. We'll go now to Tom in Green Bay. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'd like to reinforce the idea that I would like to hear more choral music. I would like to hear, perhaps this is heresy, but I would like to hear some good Broadway shows. Gilbert Sullivan, Victor Herbert, Offenbach, people like that. Lighten up the day a little bit. I'd also like to encourage your hosts to become educators. Right now they just seem to be disc jockeys. I would like to have the programs have a theme, similar to the gentleman who has the program at 7 o'clock at night. Maybe some of your folk could use university people, invite them to develop a program around the sea or quartets or something like that. Now, obviously, you folk do a good job because we're all listening, so we are generally pleased.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Those sounded like fighting words at first.
I think we do some of that, Tom, and actually I love themes. I really tend to gravitate. You have to be careful sometimes because what looks like on paper that it might be a good mix of music for a particular hour doesn't particularly sound well together. But we do take up themes. Some of us like them more than others, but I will think about that a little bit more, how we can do that a little more in a coordinated way. We do try to be educators, though. It's a fine line between preaching to and sharing something that is interesting to the bulk of the audience. And we have a mix of music lovers and music likers, and we try to find that in-between area where both can get something out of it.
Vicki, I'm sorry, Phil, go ahead.
I was just going to say it is a fine line, and on the other end of the spectrum from Tom are people who say, just give me the music. I don't want to hear you talking so much. Mm-hmm. So we do try to get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I was going to say that I saw a comment in the logs in the past month or so that does say it was another vocal or chorus or choral music fan saying, you are programming by pull. You're playing what's popular. You're playing what's bringing in the pledges, not that's why you're not playing vocal music. Is that why you're not playing as much vocal music as some would like?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that... That's the reason. That's ever our reason for programming. We try to play what we think is the very best in classical music. Since we have the hours from 9 to 3, we really try to be careful about what we place there and make it representative of the best in classical music literature. So that means that if you play Broadway and a lot of lighter pieces, something else is going to have to be left out.
Mm-hmm.
And we think about these things and try to make the best judgments we can.
And we will. Thank you, Tom, for the call. Jaron in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I want to, first of all, thank you for your program here. This is a great topic, and I'm glad you're taking calls. But I also wanted to point out that, of course, Milwaukee has a commercial classical music radio station. Mm-hmm. And your guest had mentioned that there was the talk, or they had actually already added an HD streaming classical music station in Milwaukee. And I wondered if this was perhaps a misallocation of public resources reaching an audience that may already be well served. Would there perhaps be, would the audience be better served by perhaps jazz or folk or some other genre of music?
Well, that's a very good question, and we thought about it a lot. We have heard a lot of comments from people in Milwaukee that say that they feel that they're not well served by the station that exists there now. So we're partly reacting to that, but we have thought about other formats too. Now, the other public radio station in Milwaukee, WUWM, is programming on its HD2 channel a AAA format that does contain a lot of the types of music that you just mentioned, and I think that's been a good addition to Milwaukee as well. So there are more and more choices becoming available.
Phil, we also just reminded me there is a new member to the NPR News and Classical Music Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, or at least a relatively new station in Platteville.
Yes, we were able to sign on after probably about a 10 or 12 year effort. It's not easy to get new stations these days, but this one was applied for by the Educational Communications Board in the late 90s. And there is a new station, WSSW, at 89.1 FM in Platteville to fill in some of the areas where we really had a lot of complaints from listeners that we were not getting very good reception in that area. So that's another happy new addition to the family.
Mm-hmm. If you have a thought or a question or some feedback about what you hear on the NPR News and Classical Music Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, we're focusing this hour mostly on the music you hear on the NPR News and Classical Music Network. Give us a call. We have a line for you and time for you at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. This is the first Monday of the month, the day that we set aside, the day and hour that we set aside for Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo, to answer your questions. For the past few months, we've also been welcoming in a special guest and focusing in on one programming area, and today it is the music programming. Summer in Hillsboro is with us next. Hi, Summer. You're on the air.
Hi. First, I'd like to say thank you for NPR. It's our main source of entertainment in our home. And our family would love to hear more world ethnic music, Afro-Cuban, Latin, reggae, gypsy music, music that's on the cutting edge of cultures around the world.
Susan, have you heard the Higher Ground program on Saturday nights?
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
Great.
So I'd love to hear more of that.
Hear more of it? Thank you.
Yeah, any chance that might expand beyond one night a week, Phil?
Well, we'll take a look at the listener reaction to it. So far, it's been pretty positive. So keep your comments coming in.
Yeah, we have some questions that we get in our audience services, Vicki, as simple as, when does the Chazen concert start? What is that?
Well, the Chazen concerts are chamber music concerts broadcast live from the Art Museum right across the street from our studios, the Chazen Museum of Art. It's on the UW-Madison campus.
Formerly the Alvium.
Yes, lots of a slip on that still. And the season begins in September after Labor Day and runs through about the second Sunday in May with a broadcast every Sunday at 12:30 by some music performer from around the state. And we're really proud of that series. It's a collaboration with the museum, with the UW-Madison School of Music, and with other campuses around the state which provide wonderful performers. And so that gives us a sampling of Wisconsin musicianship.
One of the things that we try to do with all of our programming on both networks is to provide an emphasis and a focus on Wisconsin-related programming, and that's one way that we can do it with classical music.
And we have some other callers coming in, but I wanted to share this comment as well. A listener last month said that he or she would like to hear music from Wisconsin, but I can't find it on your website. I don't understand your website.
It is there. It is there. And Lori Skelton is very good at maintaining that website. If you go to WPR.org, you'll see that there are three services represented there. There's ideas, news, and music. And if you click on the music page, you'll go and find a list of our programs. And Music from Wisconsin is right up there at the top. And you click on that. And there's a schedule of what performers are. We break it up during the day. We program these with our regular music hours. So look for it and find out who's there representing your area.
Yeah, and Music from Wisconsin is exactly what this is, recordings of concerts from around
right.
Wisconsin that you play excerpts from.
Right.
Yeah. And we will go to Rosa in Steuben. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for all your good programming. I had a request that I would like to hear more regular classical music. I listen to 91.3 FM out of Highland and never seem to get, like, you know, anything like Beethoven, Haydn, things like that.
That's because you're listening to the Ideas Network, right? You're listening, that's the station you're listening to right now?
I'm listening to your program right now, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this is our talk service, and we don't play classical music on our talk service, but is the Platteville station close enough for her?
Well, she may be listening to, you know, all of the non-commercial radio stations are stuffed on the band between 87 and 92, mm-hmm. So if you're at the bottom end of the dial, you'll usually get a public radio station, so Rosa may be listening to one of the other stations, but what I'm hearing you say is you would like to hear more of the what we call war horses, right?
Oh, the tried and true composers, yeah. So if you're listening to our NPR News and Classical Music Network, you will hear those, Rosa. And so try the Platteville station. Maybe that's available to you.
89.1 or WLSU in La Crosse,
88.9. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now unfortunately, out of time for more callers. Boy, we'll have to do this again, Vicki and Phil, because now a lot of people want to ask more questions about music. But Phil, maybe next month we're going to be in a pledge drive next month
we
on
are
the first
indeed.
Monday of the month. So maybe we'll focus in on fundraising and development.
That great idea.
There we go.
Like
all right, we'll do that. Phil Corvo, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
And Vicki Nunn, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We are. Welcome your feedback anytime on Wisconsin Public Radio. You can go to our website and send a question or a comment to our Audience Services Center, WPR.org. You can call Audience Services and leave your question or comment, 1-800-747-7444. We have a regular U.S. mail address, too, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Thanks to Leo Duran and to Karen Prager for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.